And this is not exactly the EWTN programming already in progress. This is AM 1160, The Quest. I'm Dave Savage, the production and programming manager here. And we are back to our pledge drive that is going on, the Power of Prayer Spring Pledge Drive. And we've got another hour here kicking off. We have in the studio with us, we have Deacon Jerry and Sally Kazin. We also have Brenda Sharman, and we're going to be speaking with all... Everybody doing good here?
Awesome.
Doing
awesome.
Well.
Plenty
Thank
of water.
You.
We're all good here.
Doing
okay.
Well.
All hydrated. Stay hydrated, please. So, yeah, we're gonna get to you in just a little bit, but we always like to start each hour off with prayer. And to do that, we've been getting kids from around the different Catholic schools in the Archdiocese. And right now, we're going to go to Cristo Rey School. And on the line with us is Azucena. Azucena, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello, everyone.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Fine, thank you. What grade are you in?
I'm currently a senior here at Cristo Rey.
Oh, okay. Awesome. What are your plans for the fall? After graduation?
I'm attending Emory University with a full ride.
Sweet!
Ooh,
that is awesome. We got a smart cookie here on the line, mm-hmm. I think. Absolutely. Well, great. And so now you've prepared a prayer for us to kick off this hour of our pledge drive?
Yes, I have.
Okay, great. Anytime you're ready, let's hear it.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. We seek this intercession of Our Lady for the people of the world, in particular for the people of Ukraine. We pray to Mary, Queen of the Universe. Mary, Queen of the Universe, you are a queen because you are the mother of the Word incarnate. Christ is universal King because he rules all creatures by his personal union with the divinity. He is King and you are Queen of all hearts. Rule over us by the queenly power of your love, that the kingdom of your Son, the kingdom of truth and life, holiness and grace, justice, love and peace may come upon earth. Grant grace to all people and the Holy Spirit for the church and peace for the whole world. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Azucena, that was beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you very much. Good luck this fall, and thank you again for participating in our pledge drive.
Thank you for having me.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, I love that, having the kids pray for us. That is awesome. Anyway, like I was saying, this is the Power of Prayer Spring Pledge Drive. I'm Dave Savage, and we've got Deacon Jerry. Sally is here. Brenda's here. We're all on a first-name basis. That's cool, huh?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So this is Jerry, and Sally and I hail from St. Benedict in Duluth. And we just thank you for joining. Quest mission is to bring 1 million souls to Christ. How profound. How huge.
Mm-hmm.
And to invite, to inform, and inspire, and that's the goal of Quest. Catholic radio and Quest is rapidly growing here in Atlanta, and the broadcast area that reaches over 3 million souls. Huge.
Yeah.
And by your donation, you help make Quest available for many listeners, and God's going to do the rest. Our call-in number is 470-508-1160. That's 470-508-1160 to make a one-time or monthly donation. Or you can donate online as well at the Quest Atlanta, all one word, thequestatlanta.com, or via the Quest Atlanta mobile app. Quest is 100% listener supported, so we rely very heavily on the spring and fall pledge drive, so to pay for the cost of the running of the station.
Yeah, and Deacon, can I just jump in here real
please.
Quick? And I just want to mention that anybody who donates or calls in is going to be registered for a chance to win. Get this, a VIP pilgrimage.
10 times fast.
Yes, thank you. But to EWTN in the Shrine of the Most Blessed Sacrament, nice. Or a framed picture of the Divine Mercy, or, I saved the best for last, a beautiful piece of religious artwork donated by Sally Kazin.
<Ta-da>! beautiful.
There you are.
I can attest it's awesome.
I can too.
So, thank you.
I can
too.
So that's great. So and I just want to mention one other thing. You can become a Quest Coffee Club member by committing to a monthly donation. We really like those monthly donations. So any amount of a monthly donation, you will receive a cool Quest coffee mug. And very cool. So I'm going to toss it back to you, Deacon.
Very good. So we're very blessed this hour to have Brenda Sharman on, who'll describe her extraordinary journey to the Catholic Church. Brenda hails from St. Peter Chanel, and she's been married. How many years have you been married?
Since 91.
91.
So, yeah.
All right. And there's three boys.
I do.
Who you've told me love baseball.
Yes, they
among
do.
Other things. Brenda was a professional model and a commercial actress for 25 years and a former Miss Georgia in 1990. And she came to the church. And this first maybe half hour, we're going to talk a little bit about that journey to the church. So welcome, Brenda.
Thank you. Thank you. It's so good to be here. I appreciate it. So take it from here.
You betcha.
All right. So I always say that my journey began when I became pregnant with my first son. I think it was that gift of motherhood and that that beautiful gift of, you know, working with the Creator to bring new life into the world that really inspired my journey. And I just knew that I was going to have this child who would grow up and ask me all the big questions about, you know, where is God? Who is God? Why do we celebrate Christmas? Why do we celebrate Easter? And I really didn't have the answers to those questions. And so I knew that I had some studying to do. I was raised in an agnostic family, and we really didn't go to church unless it was to the Unitarian Church, which is pretty much a believe whatever you want to believe kind of group. But I didn't grow up reading the Bible or really having any education about scripture or who Jesus was or the differences of churches or religions. And I was really hungry for it. So I began my searching. And I would say, too, that when I met my husband, that also kicked off my faith journey, because my husband was Catholic, although he really never tried to talk me into becoming Catholic or trying to teach me about the faith necessarily. His witness was very profound. I always say that he was the first Bible that I ever read. And we got
What does that mean?
It means that just through his actions, I could see, you know, God and see Jesus through his actions and his behavior and mm-hmm. how he lived.
Awesome.
Not necessarily what he taught me. You know, straight from scripture or anything, but we got married at the Shrine of the Immaculate Conception in downtown Atlanta, and I think that that's when the graces of the church started really entering my heart. And then when I was searching, when I was pregnant, I was studying everything from, you know, Hinduism to Buddhism, the New Age movement, and having grown up in the fashion industry around, you know, models and actors, a lot of, you know, different colorful personalities. And so I considered a lot of different things, but at that time I really started reading the Bible and, you know, kind of taking it from the top. And I just really fell in love with Christianity, and I wanted to be, I guess I wanted to be like the early apostles. I said, yeah, you know, I want to be like that, you know, the church in the early days. And certainly that was probably where the water ran the most clear, you know, because it's closer to the source. And when you start studying the early church fathers, you really see that what the early Christians taught and believed and how they lived was pretty much like the Catholics do nowadays. And so the beliefs are all in line with each other from the early church to who we are today as Catholics. So I knew that I wanted to become Catholic. And after about 4 years, I jumped in with both feet and have just been on fire for my faith ever since. Although not perfect, of course, and I totally embrace the sacrament of confession because I, you know, need that.
Don't we all?
yes.
So for me, just listening, Brenda, is the role of grace. You know, so like, okay, so you mentioned being married in the church and the sacramental grace of matrimony, mm-hmm. right? And then, you know, the birth of a child, what a great miracle.
Mm-hmm.
And how that just made, it's like a yearning in you, it sounds like.
Absolutely.
You know, this innate yearning, or God has placed that in us to seek something more than ourselves. So it's almost like there's this invisible grace that you're describing there was happening, maybe didn't even know it at the time.
Yes, absolutely. I would say that there was definitely God's hand was over me, you know, this whole time. And I would say, too, the Blessed Mother, I think that her, you know, she was always around and always in the background and kind of guiding my steps. But it definitely was, it was a lot of grace at that time.
Really cool. You're listening to Quest Atlanta Catholic Radio on our spring pledge drive. Our call-in number is 470-508-1160. That's 470-508-1160 to make a one-time or monthly donation. You're listening to Brenda Sharman and her faith journey to the Catholic Church. Dave, you have an update for
us. Well, I just wanted to mention, too, that if you can make a donation before 4 o'clock, we have gift certificates to restaurants. A lot of businesses have donated things to help out this pledge drive. Yeah, so, I mean, we're talking like Bad Daddy's, Hauk's Grill, Brookwood Grill, Chick-fil-A, J. Christopher, Eggs Up Grill. So call in when you call in, or you can even do it online. You just put in the little box there, the restaurant you want. If it's one of those I mentioned, do that. If we have some left, we'll get one to you. If not, we'll get you something similar. But we've got that up until 4 o'clock today, so you can really make your donation count there. So
awesome.
And I don't want to direct this in a different way, but you said something, Brenda. You said you had a hunger, and I'm curious. Was that hunger? Was it did you know what you had a hunger for, or was it just something you just didn't know?
I did. I wanted to know God. I wanted to know where He was. How could I find Him? How could I find truth? How could I, you know, find Him, love Him, serve Him, and know Him? And it mm-hmm. so it was very concrete. I can remember, you know, in the early days, I would say to my husband, I just feel this yearning. I want to go to church. I want to know God. And I would say, well, why don't we just go to that church down the street? It was closest to our house, whatever's most convenient. And he'd say, well, I feel like we should go to the Catholic Church. And thanks be to God, we did. And so there I really just started learning and studying. And then I, you know, studied all the different denominations and learned the differences of why we are who we are and why others do what they do. And I just really fell in love with Catholicism.
Well, if you're talking to so many different denominations, you got to know a lot. So,
yeah.
Brenda, tell us about your experience in the church when you had that felt knowing of God's presence, when you really started to experience, this is God speaking to my heart.
Yeah, well, I can remember going through the RCIA program at Transfiguration, and people would call me a Magdala. That's like a nickname for somebody like Mary Magdalene who cries a lot. So when I feel the Holy Spirit, I sometimes get overwhelmed with tears, and still can have to fight that off even when I'm reflecting back on my story back in the day. But it was very like the Holy Spirit just was very overwhelming and used to overcome my emotions. But I joined the Church of Transfiguration, had full baptism, confirmation, Holy Communion that spring of 1999. And then the following year, in the year 2000, I remember talking to a friend, and she introduced me to a book on Mary and Medjugorje. And so we went on a pilgrimage to Medjugorje in the year 2000, was a total life changer. And so that has had a profound influence on my life ever since, too.
Wow. Now, you mentioned that your husband was the first Bible you ever read,
Yes.
But if I remember part of your story, I think you led him closer in his faith,
yes,
right?
Yes, absolutely. I think that that he grew up as a Catholic and always professed a love for the Catholic Church. But through his college years, he kind of strayed away and would sometimes visit other churches and then just sometimes not. And then I think he became very comfortable just playing golf or tennis on the weekends when he was, you know, 20s, 30s. And then through the gift of having our children and growing our family, and then through my conversion, he really reignited his flame and his love for Christ and wanting to be more faithful and going to Mass. And so he really kind of came back to the church through us, you know, starting to go together as a family. But it really was our children who brought us back to the, you know, fully into the faith.
Exactly. You're listening to the Quest Atlanta Catholic Radio, AM 1160. And our call-in number, 470-508-1160. That's 470-508-1160. You're listening to Brenda Sharman. Brenda, I think also the fact, at least your first child, I'm sure all of your boys, the gift of life in a baby is just so stunning. That really was, you saw that as gift, mm-hmm. God's gift to mm-hmm. you.
Mm-hmm. That's correct. Yes, and I think our children inspire us to want to be better. They help us to see love in its purest form, and they help us to live a more innocent mindset, I guess. Like, we want to be better people when we're around our children because we know that they're watching our example. So I think that, and then sometimes our kids grow up and then their witness inspires us. So a 20-year-old son is off at college right now in Illinois, and he's just been such a great young man to go off to college, and he still goes to mass every week, and he goes to confession, and he's praying the rosary at night with his girlfriend over FaceTime.
Wow. Good job,
yeah,
Mom.
Yeah, good job, Michael. So, and then my 14-year-old is very faith-filled too, and all of my boys are very athletic and involved in sports, but each one of them does the sign of the cross over themselves and the home plate when they're up to bat or whatever they do. You know, they're giving glory to God and pointing to God if they get a home run, or my son wears the Jesus Loves You shirt on the basketball court when their team's warming up. And so they're just, all three of my sons have their screensaver is a portrait of Jesus, and they're, you know, good looking young men, but yet you look at them with their phones and, you know, you see Jesus's face right there. And so sometimes just those little things, that little witness inspires me too, but each one of them have a beautiful faith, and they love God, and they want to, you know, live a life as a good example for their friends.
Absolutely. It's wonderful. As a convert, it makes you dig deeper. You're mm-hmm. you're really seeking the Lord, and that's what we've heard you have been doing, you do. And to find those answers, not only for yourself, but so that you could answer your children's questions.
That's right.
What was the most surprising answer you found when you were seeking the truth within the Catholic Church? Was there something that was like a wow moment?
I don't know that there was necessarily one wow moment during my journey. I think that there were so many wow moments because I was getting introduced to this big family that I never knew before, and just learning about the saints and all the heroes that came before us and their wonderful lives of example and who they were and how they lived. And it was just so inspiring to, you know, be introduced to this big Catholic family, and then just reading scripture and the churches, I mean, all the miracles and the beautiful things that have happened for the past 2,000 years. So I think that I'm constantly surprised and blessed by continuing my education in Catholicism. And that's one of the things that, all the media that we have today, it's such a blessing because we have at our fingertips on our phone so many things that we can learn about through radio stations like The Quest. There's so many resources, you know, in our pocket, on our phone, or on YouTube, or other Catholic radio stations or channels or whatever, just resources. So we have at our fingertips the ability to know so much, mm-hmm. and it can really bless our lives if we use our time wisely. Of course, you know, we all have to fight the constant temptation to distraction. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we can watch a lot of things that aren't necessarily going to lead us closer to God. And we have to make that decision in our mind to try to structure our time and be very prudent with what we tune into or what we watch or what we click on. But through resources, like I'm saying, like on The Quest, we have this in our pocket. It's so beautiful. So oftentimes I'll tune in and just click the app on my phone in the mornings when I'm getting ready. And there's so many great programs that, you know, are on air all day long, different hours. And sometimes I'll confess, I'll click on the radio station, and maybe what they're talking about at that time is not something I'm necessarily interested in at the moment, but I can go to all the past programs and just select something that does speak to me at the time. So I think just availing ourselves of all the resources that are out there, it's such a gift.
Yes. You've used the term, Brenda, of the slow drip.
Yes.
You know
yes.
what I mean? Of yes. having the radio there. And I can totally relate to that, especially my journey with Catholic radio was behind the windshield driving,
uh-huh.
you know, and it was very much the same way. So I have a ton of questions, but we're going to have to break here pretty soon. So let's hold those over to the next half hour. You're listening to Atlanta Catholic Radio, The Quest, AM 1160, and our spring pledge drive. To make a donation, just call 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160, or you can go online, thequestatlanta.com, or the Quest Atlanta mobile app that Brenda was speaking about, and just click the donate button. When we come back from a very brief break, our guest Brenda Sharma will continue her post-conversion story. There's a lot more there for us to hear about, and you don't want to miss it. So please stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Absolutely. And I just want to throw it out there that we also have those gift certificates like I was talking about. I mean, just a ton of these things. Thai Emerald Salt. Ippolito's, El Torero in Roswell, Marlowe's in Roswell. So if you want one of those, you make a donation, any size, more than a dollar, but you know, but it, just make a donation and you will get one of those. And I'm going to just take a trip over here to the call center and just see what we got going on here. Chuck from Woodstock, in honor of Brenda, Deacon Jerry, and his wife Sally. And the Great Church of St. Benedict.
Oh,
so thank you, Chuck.
Thank you, Chuck.
We've got an anonymous one coming in here. We also have Lori. Doesn't say where Lori's from, but Lori, thank you so much for doing that. I'll close up the call center right now. And we will be back very shortly here on The Quest, the Spring Pledge Drive.
Listening to AM 1160 The Quest, and this is our spring pledge drive where the theme is the power of prayer. Keep listening for more stories of inspiration and hope through the power of prayer. After hearing these stories, if you're moved to donate, please call 470-508-1160, go to our app, or go to thequestatlanta.com. Remember, The Quest is 100% listener-supported, and we rely on donations from people like you to stay on the air. We'll be back to the Power of Prayer Pledge Drive shortly on AM 1160 The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic radio.
That's the power of prayer!
There have been scared or hurting moms and dads who had an appointment for an abortion, but changed their minds at the last minute. Their minds were changed because of 40 Days for Life, a peaceful legal prayer vigil that reminds couples of the hope they can find in God's love. You can sign up for one or more hours at the next vigil, March 2nd through April 10th, at 40daysforlife.com/Atlanta. Find out more at thequestatlanta.com.
Hi, my name's Mary, and I'm with my friends,
Janie, Rebecca,
and Luke.
And we're all students at Regina Chaley Academy
in Roswell, Georgia.
And you're listening to Atlanta's newest Catholic radio station, AM 1160, The Quest. Listen on air or find us online at thequestatlanta.com any time of the day.
We're on The Quest.
The Quest presents Pro-Life Minutes.
The United States marks 47 years of legalized abortion since Roe v. Wade in 1973. Abortion has taken a terrible toll on America. We have lost more than 61 million of our sons, daughters, friends, and neighbors. The total number of babies killed in abortions in the U.S. equals the combined population of 19 states. Looking at the numbers another way, these abortions equal the population of the entire country of Italy. Imagine if Italy, or 19 states and every single person living there, was entirely wiped off the map. It would be a global catastrophe that would leave every single human being on the planet in shock and horror. But when it comes to aborted babies, some people celebrate that massive destruction of human life. Others just don't care. But we must speak out for the voiceless. Let's show the world that every life matters by speaking up for life at every opportunity.
For more homegrown wisdom, visit thequestatlanta.com.
My name is Father Waldemar Patricia. I am pastor at Mother of God Church in Conyers. Georgia, and here is a prayer for Ukraine. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord, God of powers, and God of our salvation, look down with mercy and compassion on your humble servants, and out of love for mankind, have mercy on us and on the land of Ukraine. We, who are sinful and unworthy, pray unto you in repentance and with tears. Help us, O God, our Savior, and deliver the land of Ukraine. For you are the health and victory and salvation of them that put their hope in you, and unto you do we send up glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever and ever. Amen. Thank you so much for your support and thinking about us. Please continue just to pray. God bless you.
The Quest presents Mom Minutes with Cameron Frad from Among the Lilies.
You are amazing and wonderful and enough. I think oftentimes we fall into comparison traps and we think, I'm not good enough or I'm not like this person. Sally has her kids in dance, or Sarah's kids are on honor roll, whatever. Like, the Lord knows that you are who's best for your children, right? And your main goal as a mom is to get your kids to heaven. It doesn't really matter. Like, when you get to heaven, St. Peter's not like, hey, did you play 5 seasons of soccer? No. Oh, you had a bad mom. Or were you on the honor roll? Oh, your mom didn't try hard enough with those flashcards. No, your job as a mom is to love your children, help them to know, love, and serve our Lord, and get them to heaven. And the best mom you can be is accepting who you are. Be the best you can be. You can't be Cameron Frad. You would be a horrible Cameron Frad. I can't be my friend Julia, who's amazing and wonderful. I need to be me. So be you, be yourself, and get your kids to heaven.
For more homegrown wisdom, visit thequestatlanta.com.
The Power of Prayer Pledge Drive on AM 1160, The Quest. Make your pledge or donation by calling 470-508-1160, on our app, or go to thequestatlanta.com. Now back to The Power of Prayer on AM 1160, The Quest, your Atlanta Catholic Radio.
That's the power of prayer.
Studio right now with Deacon Jerry and Sally Kaysen, and also our guest Brenda Sharman. And like I said, going into the break, I'm going to mention it one more time. We've got these gift certificates to these restaurants. Any donation, any size, you get one of those. Just ask for it when you call in, or you can do it online at thequestatlanta.com. Deacon?
Very good. So you can call in right now at 470-508-1160. That's 470-508-1160, or go online at thequestatlanta.com, or use the Quest Atlanta mobile app and just hit the donate button. This half hour, we'll continue listening to Brenda Sharman. Brenda hails from St. Peter Chanel. She is a former professional model, actress, and Miss Georgia in 1990. And she's just been explaining her journey to the church. And gosh, do I have a lot of questions about post conversion, so to speak. So tell us a little bit more. You know, you have three boys. You've mentioned to me, you take them to baseball, as moms do, you know, and traveling weekends and finding their faith.
Yes. Yeah. So I've got two travel baseball players, and I think that's one of the biggest challenges nowadays for us moms, if we have athletic children, trying to combine our faith with our faith life with sports and family and just all the activities on the weekends. But one of the things that we've always done is that no matter where we are, wherever we're traveling, we always find a church wherever we go. And I think that's a witness not only for our children, but also for the other teammates, because, you know, most of them will eventually find out, you know, that Matthew went to church or Michael went to church that morning. But it's also a lot of fun. I really do enjoy visiting all the different parishes or, you know, wherever we visit. And then there's actually down in Florida one huge church right across from this very large baseball field, and you see the cross off in the distance. So sometimes we would even stop by, you know, in between games. One time we were able to dash in and out for confession. I've been known to go in and get holy water and bring out bottles and sprinkle it over the bats and the gloves.
Oh,
and,
very cool.
And all the kids,
man,
and special
prayers. Look at that crazy lady.
I know, the crazy mom blessing everybody. But thankfully, most of them kind of gotten used to me. So, but Matthew and Michael, my two young sons who are into baseball, they're on board with it, and both of them are doing well. So Michael is playing college baseball right now in Illinois, and then both of them have MLB dreams. We don't know what God's will is, but we'll help them dream that dream as long as they can. And but I think that incorporating God into everything we do in life, and sometimes we'll pray the rosary on the way to games. And they always try to wear a blessed article, or, you know, just things like that, just really working their faith life into sports as much as they can. And then sometimes I think that when they have miraculous shots or miraculous things that happen during the game, I'm like, yep, that's because we said our prayers beforehand.
Home advantage.
Yeah. My 14-year-old Matthew helped his eighth grade basketball team win the county championship about a month ago. And he had this miraculous, like, less than half court basketball shot. He was just down at the end. It was about, you know, the buzzer was about to go off, and he just threw it down and made this miraculous basket. And you know, we just laugh. It's because, you know, he said all of his prayers beforehand, and I was saying mine, and it was just nothing but a gift from God, because it just was not human that he could make that shot. So I think just showing our kids that God wants to be involved in everything we do. You know, the fun stuff, the play time, the prayer time. But we enjoy going to Mass as a family. And sometimes, you know, usually after Mass, we try to stay and say our family prayers after the Mass. Before church, when we're driving to Mass, we try to go over the readings of the day. Excuse me. And just make sure that everybody understands what we're about to experience at church. Because I think that can often happen, is that when kids go to church, they'll hear the readings, but maybe it doesn't click, or it doesn't register, or they don't even understand what's being said. Mm. So we try to talk about, you know, the Mass readings beforehand.
So daily Mass. You mentioned daily Mass.
Yes.
I just think, what a great gift of the church that we Catholics can take advantage of every day, anywhere in the world.
I know. That was my Lenten resolution, was to go to daily Mass. And over the years, I've been on and off with going to daily Mass. But during Lent, this is now, what, my 14th, 15th day in a row. And it really is, it's really wonderful. And I highly recommend it. If any of the listeners out there have never tried going to a daily Mass, it just really can infuse your entire day with those graces from God, that you'll live your day in a different way than if you don't go to church.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I'm always edified by seeing so many other people there. So this morning I was at St. Michael's for their 9 a.m. Mass, and I'm just always so impressed that there's so many people there.
Yeah.
You know, all throughout the week.
And for you, you're a busy woman, right? A wife, you know, mom, and you work, you fit it in. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody can say, I'm too busy.
Right.
I can't do it. That's for somebody else. Right.
Yeah.
But you put a box around that,
yeah,
and that you're able to get there, whatever that is. If it's 9, I know for Lent at St. Benedict's, we have a 6 a.m. Mass.
Yes.
I'm not getting up for that, but some do. You know what I mean? But talk about the options.
I know. Right? A lot of people do. They'll make it to the 6:30 Mass, the 6:45. Or if you can't go to the early morning, then sometimes some parishes will have a noon Mass, or they'll have an evening Mass. So I think that when people prioritize and make something important in their life, they'll figure out a way to make it happen.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Brenda, you have talked, we were talking in advance, and you were talking about cultivating desire in your heart and finding that quiet place to meet the Lord. Would you talk about that cultivation of desire?
Yeah, I think that for me, the desire came just quite naturally, because I feel like I was so hungry for faith when I was younger, growing up in an agnostic family. I just really I feel like I have so much to learn. And so having that deep desire to really know God and to know, you know, where he is and know his truth. And if he's revealed something to us, then I want to know it. Mm-hmm. You know, and the challenge is always to put it fully into practice and to live it. But I think that all of us need to just keep that fire stoked, you know, mm-hmm. our desire for God, where we put him in the first place. And we really try to structure our lives around God and the things of God, too. Mm-hmm. And it's challenging. And 'cause we all enjoy being entertained, and we all enjoy, you know, to laugh, and we all enjoy just being with friends and being casual. But at the same time, we have to just conscientiously not put God in the back seat and say, well, I'll see you, you know, once a week or whatever. But we have to keep him side by side, keep Jesus as our best friend,
right.
and try to bring him into every occasion, every situation, every relationship, every moment.
Yeah.
You're listening to Brenda Sharman and the Quest Atlanta Catholic Radio, AM 1160 on our spring pledge drive. Please call 470-508-1160. That's 470-508-1160, or go online at thequestatlanta.com or the Quest Atlanta mobile app. So, you know, Brenda, as I'm thinking, as a former model, actress, I mean, what tension, you know, as you were journey of faith, you know, the tension of being in the world, as St. Basil would say, be in the world, but not of it. Mm-hmm. I would imagine you felt quite a bit of tension there. So how did you manage that?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because being in the fashion industry, I always say that the fashion industry promotes the me attitudes instead of the be attitudes. You know, blessed are the hot and sexy, or blessed are the rich and famous. Those are the me attitudes of the world. So for me, I did make quite a few adjustments in my life early on when I feel like I met Jesus and started reading scripture and reading things like, you know, if you cause one of the least ones of these of mine to sin, it would be better for you to have a millstone, you know, thrown around your neck and be cast into the depths of the sea. Those were strong words, things like that. And I remember thinking about what I modeled. And at the time I was, you know, modeling lingerie and, you know, just for like the regular manufacturers. And there was something in me after I became Catholic, said, this is no longer appropriate for me. I'm now a walking billboard for Christianity. Mm. And I wanted to hold myself to a higher standard. And I wanted to be more modest with how I presented myself. And that's a constant struggle, I think, for females, you know, because we want to be attractive, but yet you really have to kind of battle the influences of the fashion industry. And then now with social media, I think that many girls really fight that fight. Like they feel so compelled to, you know, prove their value through how they are externally.
Mm-hmm. And John Paul II through the Saint, the theology of the body, mm-hmm. John Paul II. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the whole notion of that your beauty and your dignity is based not on your appearance, mm-hmm. but it having been created in the image and likeness of God. And that is your true beauty.
Right.
So, taking that further, you also, I guess, felt called to a ministry, international ministry for girls called Pure Fashion. Tell us about that.
Yes. So back in like 2004 to 2007, I was the national director of a ministry called Pure Fashion. And we encouraged young ladies to live in accordance with their dignity as children of God. And to know that their beauty should come from the inside and not from, you know, what they wear on the outside. But we tried to encourage young ladies to know that they could be modern, but still modest, that they could be trendy, but still tasteful. And we really were trying to encourage them to stand strong against the negative societal influences of, you know, the time. And like I said, unfortunately, I feel like now it's even harder with social media, because so often young ladies feel compelled to post photos of themselves on Instagram. Mm. You know, very provocative, very, you know, scantily clad. And it's like their calling card nowadays to show how sexy they are. And then young men just kind of like flip through Instagram shopping for their, you know, next hot girlfriend. So there's a lot going on out there in the world that's hard to turn that tide.
It makes me think of a quote I heard from Father Augustine Tran. If you're listening, I've remembered this. It's been about 20 years since I heard this, but he said, and I've heard him tell this to many teenage girls, is the bait you use determines the fish you catch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great.
And I love that. So talk about modesty and these other things that are necessary in this world. You're listening to Brenda Sharman. Give her a journey to the church and beyond. This is Quest Atlantic Catholic Radio, AM 1160, and our spring pledge drive. Please call 470-508-1160, 470-508-1160 to make a one-time or monthly donation. Brenda, you also, I think in some of our discussion about unexpected blessings or answered prayer, and you mentioned about your mom, you know, your mom who kind of growing up was, I don't know, maybe lukewarm to scripture or whatever, but it seems like in her older age,
right,
where she is, things are opening up there.
Yeah, yeah. So my mom, having grown up, she was raised in a family, and sometimes they would go to the Lutheran church, but she did not have an active faith life and as a Christian when I was growing up with my sisters. And she kind of just kind of teased or scoffed at the idea of Christianity and really never embraced it. And she just couldn't, quote unquote, buy into it. So she's always been respectful of me and my journey. And she was there when I joined the church, and, you know, it was kind of like, well, that's great for you, Brenda. That's nice. But we've never been able to pray together. Mm. You know, the meanings behind the holidays, that, you know, Christmas and Easter, she never saw what I did in them. And so that's always been a little bit of a cross that I couldn't really share my Catholic faith or those big, you know, moments with my family members, like my sisters or my parents. And my dad is deceased, but my mom is still living. And she moved to Atlanta last year because she her health was declining, and she moved down here to be in an assisted living home. And now she's in a nursing home. And yes, her health is failing. And yes, her mind has shifted. She's got dementia. But one of the good things about this new dementia is that she is now open to praying with me. And so now we're praying the Our Father together. We're praying guardian angel prayers. And I put the rosary over her head, and she wears it around her neck, and she likes it. She likes to touch it. And she says, no, I like to look at Jesus. And I'm like laughing, going, oh my gosh, are you my mother? So, you know, and maybe, you know, maybe it is a little dementia. I don't know, but I'm okay with that. Like, whatever it takes for her mind to be shifted, and maybe for the pride to go away and some humility to come in, that she'll accept and be welcome to this idea of Jesus. I'm fine with that.
Betcha.
It reminds me of Let the Little Children Come Unto Me.
Yes.
That she has become the simple version of herself, and now he's able to break into those places of the heart.
Right.
So that's a beautiful
thing. To be the childlike, right?
Yeah. Yes.
I would encourage you, Brenda, something I've embarked on. My mom is 85 now. My dad passed away about 5 years ago. And I will say, since his passing, my mom and I have embarked on a new relationship, and it's prayer. I mean, we've got her the Magnificat, you know, she gets, We just share things. And one morning, I went down to visit her on her little lanai in Florida. I'm sitting out there, and I'm doing my morning prayer, you know, with my breviary. And she comes out with her Magnificat and just sits by me and is praying. And I'm like, that's the first time in my entire life I've prayed with my mother.
Yeah.
So I would encourage you just to take really advantage of that. It's like, there are many open doors, it sounds like.
Yes, you know? Well, and this is really the first time I've ever prayed with her, or that she's praying the Our Father along with me. So it's been a grace-filled experience, even through, you know, the trials and the struggles of dealing with your mother or a family member aging like that.
Mm. You betcha. You're listening to the Quest Atlanta Catholic Radio, AM 1160, and our guest, Brenda Sharman. And so please help support Catholic Radio at 470-508-1160. That's 470-508-1160, or you can go online at thequestatlanta.com or use the Quest Atlanta mobile app. One other thing, Brenda, you've mentioned in discussion is who you most often ask for intercession. And I thought your answer was very interesting, is the tenderness of Mother Teresa and the strength of Joan of Arc. Tell us about that.
Well, I think that this past year, I've really been talking to Mother Teresa a lot and asking for her to pray for me as I go through this experience with my mom at the nursing home. Because I've always admired Mother Teresa, and my kids have an affinity for her too, because we always think about her example. She really did the hard stuff, you know, helping the least of these, and what she did wasn't pretty, and it wasn't necessarily always fun. And so I've always had great respect for her. And then I think getting to know some of the other residents around my mom and those who live in the nursing homes or assisted living, I just really wanted to have the heart of, you know, Mother Teresa being around these people. And then Joan of Arc, I just have always respected her because she's such a warrior, such a tough chick.
Yeah.
And I respect that too. So I think the different sides of me can appreciate the virtues in both of them. But I think that the saint that I go to most often is, of course, is our Blessed Mother. Mm-hmm. And I talk to her every day and pray the rosary. And it's a beautiful thing when I can see that my kids also have an affection for these different saints and the Blessed Mother. And we're trying to pray the rosary at night as a family, especially during Lent. And thankfully, we can do that through FaceTime or through, you know, phone calls with our kids, even when they're not here in Atlanta. But the other night, even a couple nights ago, I had my son who lives in Charleston, our oldest son, Stephen, and his girlfriend, Lauren, and we prayed the Divine Mercy Chaplet together.
Oh, wow.
Beautiful. So, yeah.
As we began this hour, what a great way to begin.
Yeah, I was actually going to ask you, if you were to give advice to a young mom how to pray, because let's face it, when you have little children, it's difficult to find that time because you're really taken up with your children. But what would you advise a young mom to do?
Yeah, well, that's where I would say you just have to use the slow drip method. You just need a little bit here and there. When I was having babies, I spent a lot of time at home in front of the television set, naturally just nursing and sitting in a chair. And I would watch EWTN quite a bit. And so I had, you know, Catholic media in front of me. And now moms can do the same thing with their cell phones. You have the ability to have a lot of great content on your phone, in your pocket, wherever you are. So, you know, use every 5 minutes that you can in a wise way, maybe instead of scrolling through Instagram or TikTok or whatever. But try to make good use of that time. And I think just giving yourself a break and not having too high of expectations sometimes, because your schedule can be very sporadic with a baby. True. And, you know, and things can change and evolve. And so I think that young moms just need to do what they can as often as they can, you know, but try to cultivate those really good habits, and especially with their children. But take it small and just intersperse throughout the day. I think that would ensure a greater chance of success.
Beautiful.
Yeah, the slow drip. I think you're going to like patent that or something. So, hey, so Brent, so go ahead.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to jump in here, and it's kind of after the fact, but you had mentioned theology of the body,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know if you know much about that, mm-hmm. But I just want to get a little plug in here for one of our local shows, the Family Room. And they had Christopher West. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you're familiar with him, but they've had him on twice now. The guy is amazing. I mean, just the way his brain works and everything, if you listen to that. But you can go back and check these out and listen to this. And he talks about, you know, beauty with a capital B and beauty with a small b.
Mm.
And, just fascinating stuff. But it goes right along with what you were saying, Brenda, about the, you know, the physical beauty that we see and everything, but what is beauty? What is beauty really?
Yeah. What was the show again?
It's The Family Room.
The Family Room.
Yeah. So go check that out, and you'll see there's a title, February 16th, Theology of the Body, God's Gift for Such a Time as This. And if you're interested in that, they really get into depth in that as well.
Oh, thank you, Dave. That's mm-hmm. great.
Absolutely. And we're just about out of time. I don't know. We've got to wrap up whatever last thoughts we have here.
So, Brenda, we just thank you so much. And there's so much more to be said. So you'll have to come back. But you spent some time with us telling us about your faith journey and the role of radio, you know, Catholic radio, and having that support system there and social media, you know, in general. So so your sharing makes clear the impact that Quest and Catholic radio has, you know, for listeners. Brenda's examples is what happens with your pledge. You touch people's lives. Maybe right now you're thinking, maybe I ought to give something to the Quest. And find reasons maybe not to. So please call. Even if you're driving right now, be safe, but pull over or call us when you get home or whatever. 470-508-1160. We still have some matching funds with just a few minutes left in this hour. So please call us or go online, thequestatlanta.com. Perhaps you'd like to designate a donation in honor of someone that can be read on the air. Just call in and tell us, and you can go to the questatlanta.com and do the same. Invest in the lives of others, and please be generous. Light up our phones. If you'd like to invest in this great apostolate, and if you've been thinking about this, if you love the Quest, call in and let us know, or jump online at questatlanta.com, and you know, your generosity can't be overdone. Mm-hmm. So thanks for spending the hour with us, and we thank Brenda Sharman again for being our guest today. We thank you, our listeners, and all who donated today, and those who pray to keep the station on the air and expanding. So please call and keep praying. We're here, and we need your support to reach the financial goals of the station. And then maybe if we, I can close with a quick prayer.
Well, I'll tell you what, before we do that, I'd love to have you close with a quick prayer, but you were talking about the, you know, if you want to donate in, you know, in honor of somebody, Brenda, we've got somebody who donated in honor of you, Steve from Woodstock. We also have Jeannie from Flowery Branch.
Oh, Jeannie.
That's for Deacon Jerry and Sally.
Oh, thank you, Jeannie.
We also have Bill from Lawrenceville. Bill picked up on a Chick-fil-A gift card,
nice.
So that was a nice score. Karen from Woodstock as well. And then also in honor of Jerry and Sally Kazin of the Marian Servant Community, Marian from Roswell.
Oh,
has donated.
Thank you, Marian.
Yeah, absolutely. We appreciate that. Let's get out of this room here. There we go. Thank you. So anyway, that's a perfect lead-in, I guess, to the closing prayer.
Let's say a prayer for what our callers have accomplished this hour. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. Thank you, Lord, for entering the hearts of our listeners and donors, for those who pray for this radio station, for our guest Brenda and her family, and for your generosity in supporting Catholic Radio, The Quest. We pray for those who are most in need of your mercy at this time. We began this hour with the words, for the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. So we especially think of those who are now experiencing the conflict of war, especially the people of Ukraine. May you console them and bring about peace by changing hearts and minds, and may God bless you all, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We'll now take a very, very short break, and we'll be right back.
AM 1160, The Quest, WCFO, East Point, your Atlanta Catholic Radio. Welcome to the Spring Pledge Drive, where our theme is The Power of Prayer.
In this episode of Behind the Quest, we'll get to know some of our many volunteers. Now, The Quest is a non-commercial radio station, meaning we can't sell advertising the same way commercial stations generate revenue. We do get a fair number of corporate donors that we're very thankful for, but the majority of our operating expenses are covered by donations from people like you. As you listen to The Quest, you may not realize the kind of expenses and the amount of work that goes into just keeping this radio station on the air. A majority of that work comes from volunteers. These volunteers.
Yeah, I'm Carol Tearsmith.
I'm Nick, and I'm a volunteer here at The Quest.
My name is Adam Keller.
I'm Jack Tyson.
This is Paula Krizaniak.
I'm Julie Leiker, and I'm the accounts payable volunteer here at The Quest.
What is it I do here?
Well, I guess I've become known as kind of the pledge drive guy, one of the people who is a key player during pledge drive season.
I am a graphic designer by trade, and I volunteer at the Quest and offer my skills and services as a graphic designer.
I am on the pep team as a volunteer, parish and event planning.
I'm the team leader for the pep team, a group of volunteers that provide two-way communication with the parishes. We want to know what's going on in the parishes so we can help promote it through the Quest. And we also want the parishes to know what's going on with the Quest so that if there are new listeners out there that haven't been engaged yet, they'll learn what's going on and be as inspired as we are.
What I do at the Quest mainly is outreach. And that's sending birthday cards to the priests in the Archdiocese.
I also do voice acting and voice spots for the Quest.
Giving congratulatory cards to the RCIA candidates, welcoming them into the Catholic Church, helping out with the pledge drive.
Oh, another thing that I do during the pledge drive, I enter all of the donations we get to keep them on a spreadsheet so it can keep people aware of where we're standing in our goals for each hour, for each day, for the whole pledge drive. So that's something that has to be kept up on a hour-to-hour basis or minute-to-minute basis.
In whatever way that I can help out, I'm always happy to.
And that's not all of them. There are many more priests and parishioners from all over the Archdiocese of Atlanta who volunteer their time, too. We are thankful for each and every one of them. But of all the hundreds, if not thousands of places they could volunteer, why do they donate their valuable time at the Quest?
The team that we have here is just so wonderful, and they're so kind-hearted. And
well, it's a great group of people to work with.
It's a beautiful place to come together to evangelize, and I think that's the main thing that's in my heart.
There is something really special and holy about volunteering here. Everything we do is Christ-centered, and everything is covered in prayer.
Why the Quest? I wanted to do something that had as its core Catholicism, a spiritual element to it, anything and everything related to the church, you know, Jesus Christ as its core. All those things pointed towards, at the time, I really didn't understand it or didn't connect the dots, but all those things sort of pointed to the Quest.
I love it here.
Everyone here is just truly genuine, and I gravitate toward that. It's an awesome experience.
We have a chapel here at the studio. It is Our Lady of Fatima Chapel. Mass is celebrated every week in our chapel. The Blessed Sacrament is exposed during the week, and we have Eucharistic guardians who come to pray in our chapel. Every day at 3 p.m., we gather in the chapel to pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet together.
It's nice to come in here and know that there's kind of a safe haven where you can be Catholic and you can talk about things and no one's going to twist your words around and no one's going to be what society is right now.
You don't keep coming back to a place for, almost for me anyway, for at least 18 months or so, if there's not a common good, if there's not solid people, and there's not a camaraderie that exists to help promote what it is we're all here to do.
So let me ask then, if volunteering time at the Quest is so worthwhile, what if I'm a person who finds I have an extra $20 left over at the end of each month? Why is the Quest a good place to donate?
What is your soul worth? Is your soul worth $20 a month? I don't know why you would.
When you do have that access, after having taken care of all of your other responsibilities that God tells us to, it's good to give back.
We are called by our baptism to spread the good word. If that $20 can help spread the word in that way.
It's a good message. It makes you feel good to be a Catholic, to be able to donate to somebody who you know that they will put out a good message for the church and the teaching.
If you give up your coffee or your Netflix for Lent and you've got 15 extra dollars here or 20 extra dollars there, answering your baptismal call through that virtue of generosity could just help pass on the faith.
Knowing what it takes to pull this all together and be on the air, it's a $20 donation well spent.
So for $20 for a month, that's pretty inexpensive for your soul. If it helps your soul, it's helped mine.
Well, thank you all for sharing your thoughts and stories for this episode of Behind the Quest. Be sure to call in with your donation at 470-508-1160. Or you can do it online at thequestatlanta.com or right from your phone. Download the Quest Atlanta app to make your donation today. And now back to the pledge drive with our theme, The Power of Prayer.
That's the